Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Well, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head.
Well, hello, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I'm your host, Tanya Parker, and I would like to thank Gaye Adegbolola, who brought us in with Hungry Woman Blues. And you know we have a cure for that, as well as Hungry Man Blues. On this show, where on first and second Sundays at 6, we dish up divinely delicious consciousness-raising creations to feed your mind, body, and soul. And I'm going to just take a few seconds to share a little bit about myself because I'm so excited about tonight's show. I help facilitate expression of one's highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, and writing services. And I certainly have served up a lot of holistic offerings over the past few decades, and this particular one, Mind, Body, and Soul Food, happens to incorporate so many different elements of the work that I'm called to do, and it has provided an opportunity each month to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of some truly gifted holistic healers and light workers. And so thank you so much to you listeners out there who support the show over the past almost 6 years now. And a special shout out to those who tuned in for our powerful show last week featuring Jamila White, who provided messages of love. And if you missed that show or any other show we've had, I invite you to check them out on demand. And also, I have to say happy love day to all of you. Valentine's Day here. And though I'm crystal clear that I celebrate and strive to be love every day, and one of the most loving things that we can do is take care of our body temple, keeping in mind that we have multiple bodies, not just the physical. And who better to provide wisdom from spirit to help us in this process but the man with a direct connection? And I am so appreciative that he loves the world enough to write a book so that we all can have access to this powerful information. So without further ado, I really want to give a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to the author of actually the New York Times best-selling book, Medical Medium, Secrets Behind Chronic and Mystery Illness and How to Finally Heal, Anthony William.
That's
good
great
evening,
being
Anthony.
Hi, how are you?
Awesome, I am giddy here. Like
great.
A child.
No, that's good. That's good. It's positive energy. It's happiness is we need it. We need it. All of us need some.
That is for sure. So I am. That's the virus I'm passing on. Okay.
I know. We might be talking about viruses today too, a little bit.
I think we will. So we had to get in a positive inoculation there.
Yeah, exactly. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, if you could share with our listeners who you are and what are some of the offerings you serve at your healing table.
Sure. You know, it all started with for me at age 4. I woke up one morning and heard a voice, and the voice I heard was perfectly clear, like, you know, I'm hearing you now, you're hearing me now, or if a friend's talking to you. And I heard this voice, and this voice said it was going to be with me for the rest of my life, and I was going to have to get used to it. And so basically that evening at the dinner table, the voice told me to go up to my grandmother, and I did. And I put my hand on her, And that voice, which I call spirit now, told me that my grandmother had lung cancer, and I had to pronounce lung cancer and say, Grandma has lung cancer. And I did, and everybody was in shock. A few weeks later, the family brought her into the doctor because of just the curiosity. It was just boiling up, and she had lung cancer. And that's when the gift started for me. And since then, I've dedicated my entire life helping people, providing answers so they can heal and move forward with their life. And spirit has been giving me those answers. So all through my childhood, I would provide information to anyone that could hear it or would hear it. I would tug on, you know, people's shirt sleeves and tell them that
wow.
they had diabetes. You had to tell them they had different things going on. When I was in the classroom in elementary school, my classmate next to me, I told a teacher that he had meningitis. And the teacher interviewed the classmate immediately, and the classmate said, I've never even heard of that. I didn't know what he's talking about. And then later that evening, he came down with meningitis and didn't go to school the next day. So it's been like this my entire life. So I've had no choice, Tanya, to actually, you know, dedicate my entire life to doing this. And I'm happy I did. And I tell more of my story in the book It's in the book, and it's one of the chapters as far as, you know, what I've done and how it works. And then the rest of the book is about the information that's helped tens of thousands of people recover from all kinds of different illnesses. So that's how it all started for me.
Wow. And I have to tell you, your story is so compelling. It's hard to put the book down. It reads like a novel in the early chapters when you're talking about your history and how spirit came to you and the different anecdotes of how you would pass on the information. So I have to say, wow, very powerful, very powerful.
Well, yeah, it was really intense. There was times where, you know, I thought I couldn't go another day. You know, I used to climb the tallest trees at age 8, 9, 10 years old. I used to climb the tallest trees I possibly could, and dangerously tall trees, and get to the top. And I would carve messages to God because I didn't want the voice that I call spirit to hear the message for me, you know, praying to God. I had to carve it in to the trunk of the top of the tree, and the message would be like, you know, let me be free, cut out the middleman. I don't want to hear from this voice spirit anymore, and I want to just deal directly, you know, to you now and hear you. And because that's what happened. And I remember I carved in the trunk, I want to be free. I want to be, you know, I want to be left alone. And I slipped off the branch and was hanging at 125 feet high off of a branch. I climbed down. I got myself, you know, to safety and climbed down, and I knew it was defeated. There was a lot of moments in my early childhood where I was defeated with this. And then I had to commit. And that was it. Just move forward and help people. So by the time I was age 14, I was a stock boy in a grocery store, and I started building up my clientele at that point by telling people they had, you know, different things going. They had Hashimoto's thyroiditis, or they had a thyroid problem or a liver problem, or if they had diabetes, or if they had, you know, some kind of ailment or some kind of tumor or cyst. And I would just say it to people as they were pushing their carriages. And then I built up a clientele, and it started really early for me. And I just had to go with it. I had no choice. So that's kind of a little bit about me.
That's amazing. Well, what makes your gift different from other mediums and intuitives?
Because I'm not channeling. So channeling is something that's different. Channeling is when the thought or it comes into your consciousness. It's a thought or like a feeling or information that's kind of being downloaded inside your head. You know, that's the difference with me. I don't have that. It's an actual voice you hear from the outside. So it's separate from me. So that means it doesn't matter if I'm tired, if I'm weary, if I'm exhausted, if I'm grumpy, if I'm sad about something, the information's always there because I'm hearing it in real time. And that's what makes it separate from anybody else. I'm hearing it in real time, just like I'm hearing you. And it's always been like this. And because of that, the information has had the accuracy that it has, so I can help people. And that's why I have a history of getting people better, because it's not being channeled. It's coming from a source outside of me.
Wow. So what led you to write the book, Medical Medium, Secrets Behind Chronic and Mystery Illness and How to Finally Heal?
Well, you know, it's the suffering that I see out there every day. It's the suffering that's out there. It's people need to know the truth about what's causing their problems, about what's causing their aches and pains, their fatigue, their tingles and numbness, their vertigo, their dizziness, their ringing in the ears, the tinnitus, their migraines, their blurry eyes, their brain fog, their, you know, achy knees, achy feet, burning feelings, you know, and all the misdiagnoses behind it, from multiple sclerosis to Lyme disease to rheumatoid arthritis. And so it's about finally giving for the first time clarity and truth about what's the cause of all these different ailments and what you can really do about it. This is not just one of those other books that has the same old in it. This is the first time ever before book that has information that's never hit the medical scene or the health scene ever in history. And it's time it gets out there so I can help people. You know, and the book comes from information from spirit about the true causes of all these different ailments and problems, because we have some mistakes made in the health field right now that are devastating to people. For instance, autoimmune disease and autoimmune disorders. What's happening with that is we're told when you have an autoimmune disorder that our body is attacking itself. So if you're someone and you got diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, you're told that your body's destroying itself. It's destroying your thyroid, and that's what is being taught. But with both alternative health and conventional health, this is what's being taught. It's completely wrong. It's not correct. In fact, there's something else causing your thyroid problem, and I talk about it in detail in this book, and that's just an example of what's happening.
And I have to tell you, as I was reading the book, I just kept coming up with images of different people, like, oh, so-and-so has to read this book, so-and-so has to read this book. And I have referred this book far and wide, and I've been quoting the book and speaking to it. It has resonated for me personally, as well as a lot of friends and family members, and it rings of truth to me. And it's important, I know you talk in the book about trusting your gut and, you know, the importance of the gut, so to speak. And my gut just told me truth. This is truth.
Oh, well, bless your heart. And it's important because people really are struggling. There's over 200 million Americans alone that can't get answers to all their ailments and all their different symptoms. And what makes it worse is there's another great mistake happening, and it's mystery illness. No one's going to admit that mystery illness literally is almost all chronic disease and chronic illness right now. Instead, they say mystery illness is the 6 kids that fell ill with a fever in Colorado, or the 8 kids in Idaho that, you know, that mysteriously got ill, and they classify that as mystery illness. Meanwhile, rheumatoid arthritis is mystery illness. Hashimoto's is still a mystery illness till today. Fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and including, you know, ME, chronic fatigue syndrome, Lyme disease is still a mystery illness. Migraines are still a mystery illness. And it goes on and on and on. And these are all mystery illnesses that have a label, but no one figured out what's going on, what's wrong, how it happened, what's the cause. So we've been kind of fooled. And this being fooled is setting us back decades and decades and decades. And I'm trying to finally break that cycle. And that's what I've been here to do. That's what I'm doing. Not only have I helped people all these years, but it's about breaking the cycle. Because who has 10 years to throw away? Do you have 10 years to throw away without getting an answer that's the right answer to what's ailing you? Does someone have 20 years to wait? You know, I know people that have a diagnosis when they're 20 years old, then they have a child, and the child is now 20 years old 20 years later, and the mother never thought in her wildest dreams that there still wouldn't have an answer with the child being sick with the same thing the mother is. 20 years later, 2 decades later, the same old stuff, you know, the same stuff we're dealing with, it's all mystery and not getting rectified, not getting figured out. So we've been fooled, and it's not good, and it needs to be fixed. And, you know, and listen, if you're somebody out there that's like, well, what does he know, Mr. Big Medical Medium? What does he know about anything? Well, you try telling that to the mom who can't get up and take care of her three kids and feed her kids, and she's been to every doctor, every place, searched far and wide, can't function, totally sick, and no one's helping, and all the medical research and medical science is not fixing her. Why don't you direct that question and concern to that mommy or to the doctor she's gone to? So it's not enough, the medical research and medical science, with when it comes to chronic illness. It's different for heart disease, like a heart transplant. Medical science is in an amazing place. You break your leg, we don't just put two boards to your leg and wrap it with twine anymore. We have great doctors that put your legs back together. There's amazing technology in life-saving medicine, but in chronic illness, it's disastrous. When I mean disastrous, I mean people are suffering. It is terrifying out there. People got lupus, people have unexplainable rashes, body pain, they have fatigue where they can't function, and then you get all the other things that go along with it all, and then people lose their lives, they lose their careers, they can't take care of their children, like I was saying before, they lose their husbands, they lose their wives. It's bad out there. That's why this book is here. It's here to help finally change and alter that.
And I'm hearing that it's certainly causing a stir. There's certainly some controversy because, as you say, you reveal some things in the book that the medical community has not discovered yet. They're not aware of yet. And so because of that lack of awareness and you boldly stating this is what's going on, there's definitely going to be some pushback.
Well, you know what, and the thing is, when it comes down to people, and it comes down to them suffering and not having the answers, it just has to get out there. It can't be like, oh, okay, the controversy might be there, or okay, someone's going to be unhappy out there. You know what? I don't care. It's about
too bad, it's about, right?
It's about people not feeling good and needing what they need. You know, 20% of all college students come home during college and they're bedridden, and nobody talks about that. How about that? 20%.
Wow.
So if you have 100 college students, take 20 of them, they're coming home. They're coming home because they fall ill, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. And they don't go back to school. That's what's happening right now alone. From things like Epstein-Barr, you know, mononucleosis, different versions of Epstein-Barr, all kinds of different fatigue and anxiety disorders that are really serious. And that's how bad it's getting. This is no joke anymore. That's just one example of what's happening. I know.
Wow.
It's shocking.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so the information needs to get out there. It really does. I talk about how Epstein-Barr has four stages, and this is not known in the medical world. We're not there yet. This is ahead of the time. And one of the stages is Epstein-Barr. Once you've had mono in your lifetime, back when you're younger, it goes away, and it comes back later on in the form of Hashimoto's or a hypothyroid. Then it comes back after that with sometimes neurological symptoms, from depression to anxiety to fatigue, and it comes back in another phase, and this is being completely ignored. Instead, it's just, you know, women even get told they're crazy when they go to their doctor with symptoms and the doctor can't find anything wrong with them. They're told they're bored or they're lazy and they need to just, you know, join the PTA. So it was a lot worse in the older days with that, but that's still there. And I think it's just time. It's time for the information just to get out there. So that's why we did the book. We did the book because, you know, now's the time.
And I thank you for it as a woman, because even though this book certainly has something in it for men, but as a woman, you provided so much history from a medical standpoint for women? I mean, I know we look at the history of women's voting rights and other ways we've been oppressed, but I was absolutely floored by reading some of the past history of medical stuff. For instance, when the shoe fitting phenomenon.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, well, back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, up until literally 1950, when you went to the shoe store, you would have to put your legs in an x-ray machine. And it didn't matter how many times you went to the shoe store, you'd have to do it. So if you went to the shoe store, you know, a few times a month just to try on shoes, or if you, you know, went there just, you know, because, hey, men and women love going to the, you know, shoe stores and trying on shoes. It's actually therapy for a lot of people. And plus shoes wear out fast and, you know, feet don't feel good. So the whole point is that when you went to the shoe store, you had to get an x-ray and to look at the bones in your feet to get you a better fit in your cork bottom heeled shoes. And this was disastrous because it led to a major disaster where almost every woman in the U.S. at least had radiation poisoning. And that started one of the phenomenons of the whole hormone movement, because women didn't have symptoms of menopause pre-1945. There weren't symptoms. So when you hit menopause, you only felt better. The only thing that would happen is you would lose your period. You would stop having your cycle. But other than that, nothing else would go wrong. But when people were starting to get sick for the first time ever in history, when women were getting sick with symptoms for the first time ever in history, by the time they were 45 years old and 48 years old and 50 years old, no one knew what to do. So we blamed it on hormones. And the whole birthing of the hormone movement ignited from that. Meanwhile, there are multiple causes to why women were getting symptoms that now women get in their 20s now and 30s now. It's not menopause, but the same symptoms. And so this is another thing I talk about in detail, so the truth comes out. And that's another thing, yeah.
Mm. So that's one of the many things that definitely makes this book different from other health books. What are some other factors that make it different?
Well, you know, I talk about in gut health, the best way to really get your gut in a better place. There's a 28-day cleanse in the book that's really gentle, really safe, really helpful. People are getting so much help from that alone. That's important. I talk about the truth about Lyme disease. I expose that for the first time ever in history. And so there's a whole bunch of different things. And then I have an angel chapter, and this seems kind of different because it's a medical book. And but I put an angel chapter, which is really helpful, and that of information people don't know about angels. So that's even in there for people to really do some healing. You know, what happened was I have a client who called me in the middle of the night. Quite a few years ago, called me in the middle of the night and said, look, I need help, and this is an emergency. So it was a desperate situation. And what happened was their child fell ill with a fever. It was like a really high fever, and the child was in a coma because of this fever, so in the hospital in a coma. And I said, look, there's really nothing I can do. I can't do anything, you know, even with all my powers, so to speak, and hearing spirit. But one thing you can do is you can call upon the angel of mercy. And so she prayed to the angel of mercy. And you have to understand, the child was considered brain dead and in a coma, in the sense where there was severe brain damage, and the doctors and the neurologists and the neurosurgeons that were there said there was no way that even if the child came back, the child would actually function on any level that was normal. And this would be a miracle if the child came back. Well, she prayed and she prayed and she prayed. And she had her face down in her lap and her hands over her face. And she saw a flash of light that was so bright, it went just through her hands with her eyes closed in her lap. and blinded her literally with her eyes closed and her hands over her face whilst her face was down in the lap. She looked up and she looked at the window and she got up and she walked to the window and she was looking at the window and the only thing outside that window was a brick wall. So she's in a hospital. There's a brick wall on the other side. There were no lights, no streets, no street lights, no street cars, nothing. It was just an adjacent building, a brick wall right through the window. And as she's standing in front of the window, looking right out that window, she sees a reflection in the window inside the room. Like if you're looking in you know, into your window, she sees a reflection of someone standing next to and slightly above her child in the hospital bed. So she turned around really fast, and then she saw another flash of light. She walked over to her child, and her child started coughing and came out of the coma and was released the next day. That's the power of the Angel of Mercy. And this is just, you know, an example of why we need some of these angels. So I put that chapter in the book, and I've seen the angels work for so many people. I've seen God's angels work for so many people over the years and over the decades that I've been doing this. And so I'm continuing to kind of reinforce that.
I really appreciate it. It really speaks to healing being beyond what we are familiar with and know here in the earthly realm.
Yeah, for sure. it's a beautiful thing. It really is. So that's something else that's you know that we had to do in the book. It was important. People need to know that if they're dealing with an ailment or a condition or, you know, an illness, that it's not their fault and they didn't create it. That's something that is critical. I mean, I talk about this in the book, and it's important to know that you didn't create your illness. It's not something that you created. It's not something, it's not bad karma. It's not bad luck. It's not something that, you know, you did to yourself. It's not your fault. You know, you're not a bad person if you've been suffering or if you've been dealing with an ailment or a condition or symptoms. And it's critical to understand this. If anybody's out there, you know, listening right this very minute and you feel, you know, down about your symptoms and you can't function the way, you know, you really want to, you have to know it's not your fault and you're a good person. We get challenged with these things and there's other reasons. And to have compassion for yourself while you're going through this. And there is a way to heal and there is a way to move forward. We just keep on moving forward and we start the healing process because it can happen. So I want to make sure that message is out there for everybody, Tanya.
Perfect. Well, speaking of healing, how can someone begin to heal from a mystery illness? You've mentioned a list of possible mystery illnesses that are out there, things that people may not even know that they have. They may have received a diagnosis of this or that. Well, what can they do to start?
Well, you know, the first thing is knowing the cause. That's critical. If you know the cause, it's half the battle. You have to know the cause in order to start healing, or it doesn't start. So that's why people are so sick and not moving forward, because in the medical research, medical science has not figured out what's causing, you know, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which causing rheumatoid arthritis, what's causing Sjogren's, what's causing Addison's, what's causing, you know, fibromyalgia, lupus, these things, multiple sclerosis. No one knows the cause. And so that's one big piece. That is half of it. And when you know that, you just start it like, boom, it's starting. The other half is what to do. What to do about it. That's the other half. This is so critical. And that's the other piece of it. Once you have both of those, you're moving forward. And I expose that in the book. It's really important to know that. I really do. And powerful techniques for healing, like celery juice. If anybody likes to juice, do you like to juice, Tanya, or do you juice ever?
I like the juice. I don't like cleaning up the juicer. Let me keep it real.
Yeah, I don't think anybody likes to clean up the juicer. Let me tell you, I'm pretty sure of that. But if you do go to a juice place or you juice yourself, juicing celery is one of the tickets of getting better. It's a simple, simple juice no one knows about. So when we do juices, we always do, you know, you go to a place or you juice it, so like you put carrots in there and you put beets in there and you put whatever, spinach in there, and you put apples in there, and you're just doing, and that's fine too. That's healthy. But if you juice celery on its own, you can start to heal your digestive tract. You get your hydrochloric acid stronger in your stomach. Your liver starts to really perk up and cleanse. And a lot of people have pre-fatty liver, and they have fatty livers and sluggish livers and stagnant livers. And it's a big part of why people are gaining weight, and the weight won't come off of them because their livers are in this pre-fatty stage or fatty stage. And or stagnant, sluggish liver. So the celery juice breaks that pattern. If you do it once a day, 8 ounces to 16 ounces of celery juice once a day, you're going to see a difference in your life. It's a game changer, and you're going to start moving forward. That's a critical tip. Another thing is frozen wild blueberries. Go to your supermarket and look for in the frozen section for wild blueberries, W-I-L-D,
yeah.
Wild. Yeah, and you go there and you get the frozen blueberries and you defrost them a little bit, and you can put them in a smoothie, you can put them in your blender, you can put them on your oatmeal if you like oatmeal. You can, you know, make a fruit salad out of them. You can, you know, eat them in any way you need to get those in you, because those can move you forward. Nobody knows that the wild blueberry is like a miracle food that changes people's health quickly. So these are just a couple of techniques to get started on right away. So if you're a listener right now and you want something to start, that those are two things that can really help getting the stomach stronger, meaning the stomach, which if you got acid reflux, if you got all these problems with the digestive system, these are two ways already to get the liver in a better place to get you moving forward. It really
and
works. You should try it.
Well, it's funny because today those two popped out at me, and I resolved, okay, I will start juicing celery on its own, and I have to make sure to get more wild blueberries and incorporate them more frequently. I've been very haphazard about it, and I did not realize the power, the superfruit that wild blueberries are. I mean, I think you said that they are the most powerful superfruit, the wild version.
Nothing,
and so,
absolutely. There's nothing in the jungle that is stronger, or in the Amazon, or anywhere on this planet that's stronger in phytochemicals and healing abilities as the wild blueberry. And we don't know this. Because we don't know this, we lose out, and time goes by, and you know, years go by, and we don't have the opportunity because we don't know about it. And it's an example of it, knowing what to do is half the deal, how we win to move forward. This is a different, whole different thing going on that we're trying to get out there. And when I say we're, it's Spirit and I, yeah.
Well, I was about to say thank you, Spirit, working through the medical medium, Anthony William, who's on with us tonight, for letting us know this, and so that we can take steps to help heal from whether it's a mystery illness or, you know, mild irritabilities, or just to promote more vibrant health.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's all important to understand. And, you know, I cover a lot of things in the book, everything about the shingles and the mystery varieties of shingles that doctors don't know about at this point, the ones that cause jaw problems where you're feeling like you have to go to the dentist, but yet it's not your teeth that's hurting in the end. It's something else like trigeminal neuralgia where your jaw hurts. you know, there's frozen shoulder. When people get frozen shoulder, I talk about what that is. Meniere's disease, I talk about what that is. Vertigo, tinnitus, I go in detail on all of those. And it goes on and on. There's so many facets to what, you know, what's in there for people, including diabetic neuropathy. There's a chapter on diabetes, and it's information that's not out there. And a lot of people have also adrenal fatigue. So I bring to the table so people can heal the answers to how to recover from adrenal fatigue. And because there's people who have adrenal fatigue that have it for years, and they have this fatigue where it hits them in the middle of the day and they can't get past it. You know, maybe someone's listening now that where they wake up exhausted in the morning, unrested, and, you know, or they drag all day long and then at night they start to come alive and then they can't go to sleep. You know, there's all these symptoms of the various symptoms of adrenal fatigue I cover in the book. So you know how to address this. It's a whole nother area too that we do in there. It's important things that just have to get out there for people.
It's chock full. It's just one of those books that is chock full. And that particular chapter did speak to me as well, the one on adrenal fatigue and something that many of us don't even think about or realize, you know, how we exhaust our adrenal system and whatnot. So thank you for including that as well.
Yeah, and we end up going to the doctor and we were tired and we got, you know, and we don't know why, and then the doctor will just say it's stress. And, you know, we're allowed to be stressed. It's just we need to feel good while we're stressed. We're allowed to have, you know, this is planet stress. So
yes.
You know,
oh,
yeah,
yes.
So we right? Am I right or what? So, you know, and so we're allowed to kind of live in that. You know, we should be allowed to without it, you know, taking us down a notch. It's so, mm-hmm. It's important to reinforce all of this in us. And there's just so much to talk about.
Mm. And, you know, the former psychotherapist in me, I was really intrigued when I got to your chapters on attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and autism, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression. I mean, really, I was blown away.
Yeah,
they were included and that you had so much to say and so much help.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. You know, if we're going to put a book out on this stuff, it has to help. It has to be there. There's information there. Anyone who reads it, they have to just take their time, you know, go back into it again. There's things that you could miss. There's so many details. And, but also, you know, ready and accessible too, you know, tangible things to help in so many ways. Heavy metals is something that affects so many people. And heavy metals can cause a host of different things. They can cause migraines and depression. And so we have these little bit more, you know, mercury or deposits of mercury inside of us and inside our bodies. And I talk about great ways of removing that mercury so we start getting better and our anxiety lowers and our depression, you know, calms down, I mean, lifts. And there's, you know, that's a whole other thing, too, about the heavy metals that people deal with in their system and they don't know. And that's part of mystery illness. It's another thing that's a part of mystery illness that we get labels for, but we don't know what's causing it, like depression. A lot of us get a label of depression. Well, what does that mean? You know, and same thing with anxiety. What does that mean? Well, what causes that anxiety? What's causing it? And so there are things like heavy metals that cause anxiety that I talk about to help people heal. And it just there's so much good stuff in there.
Mm. Speaking of the heavy metals, just the toxins in general, if you could just speak a bit more towards that, because what I have found, at least in my personal dealings, there's so many people who are unaware of how we are just being poisoned on a daily basis. And you were even talking about, you know, the 2011 disaster that happened in Japan and how that's impacting us now as well. So if you could share a little bit.
Yeah, we have a lot. We have a lot floating around. I mean, there's stuff falling out of the sky, and you know, it's not to be fearful of it or anything, or have fear about it. But we're exposed to a lot of environmental toxins that we've never had. I mean, we're still living in radiation that's falling out of the sky from the 1940s, and you know, from World War II, and from when we dropped the bomb. We're still dealing with that radiation. Not even a fraction of that has fallen from the sky yet from 60, 70 years ago, whatever it's been now. So it's important to understand that we're dealing with that. We're dealing with still toxins from DDT, from when we were bathing in it all through the 20th century, when we were bathing in all that DDT. We were saturated in it. Everybody had it. It was all over our fruits and vegetables. It was sprayed in parks. Children were bathing in it, all soaked up with it. We're still living with these after effects. These poisons are in us. They're passed from generation to generation. So, you know, that's why I do the 28-day cleanse in the book. That's why I offer that 28-day cleanse. That 28-day cleanse is gentle. I mark out how you eat the foods that are in there, what you do with the foods, and we get some of this junk out of us so we can, you know, live here and not get affected by past toxins, present toxins in our environment and in our food. And so the 28-day cleanse in the book helps people feel better. They lose weight. They feel better. You know, there's people that couldn't budge on weight loss, no matter what weight loss diet they did and whatever, you know, with all the different things they tried and weight loss supplements, and they tried the 28-day cleanse that I have outlined in the book, and they start losing weight. So it's helped out so much, so many people so far. Mm-hmm. And it helps battle the toxins that we're up against all the time.
Wow. Now, you know, some people will have the question, you know, okay, this is very helpful. You know, I'm seeing some progress, but I'm still seeing signs of something. You know, how do I know what the root cause of my mystery illness is? You know, I know they can say, well, maybe I can call the medical medium, but the fact of the matter is you're pretty busy and you're pretty booked. Yeah. And there's a process. Yeah. You have, a lottery to connect with you.
Yeah, we've had to do lottery for many, many years now. I know. It's gotten out of control. It really has. And so that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing of why I did the book. So you know what's causing your Hashimoto's, the true cause. So when you're at the doctor and you're told you got Hashimoto's thyroiditis or hypothyroid, I explain what the true cause is in there. Same thing if you're told you have rheumatoid arthritis or if you have fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome, I explain the true cause. So that the whole point is so you don't need that appointment with me. And I also have support groups too. I also have support groups, and people could easily get into the support groups and get help from other people too that are already doing it and already learning. So we try to give as much information as we can, including, you know, the Facebook page. We put posts and the blogs out and all the information there and lots of details. So people know the cause of what their mystery ailment is or what their mystery diagnosis is. And so we give as much opportunity, and that's what it's about, is getting people as much as they can, as much information as we can possibly give out all the time. And that's why we're doing that exactly. 'Cause you know, we can get lost in it easy when we don't know what's wrong with us.
Right. And you have some just amazing case studies that are in the book where you're explaining what folks have experienced prior to coming to you. Many of them have gone from doctor to doctor, specialist to specialist. Some of them have had conditions to worsen. So it may take a little bit of time to actually get a diagnosis that makes sense, that works for people to know how to actually start to address things.
You know, the one thing that starts healing no matter what is to know that your body is working for you. It's not attacking you. It's not going after you. And this is really critical to know. So when you're told you have, you know, an autoimmune disorder or an autoimmune disease, and they're telling you, well, your body's attacking itself, you have to know that that's not true. That's not real. That's a mistake made because no one knows, because medical research and medical science doesn't know what causes these different ailments and these different illnesses and disorders. And because of that, the best and the quickest route is to blame it on your body. I said it. That's the truth. It needs to be blamed on you because no one else has the answer. So you have to, the minute you know you've been told, hey, you got this autoimmune disorder, sure, fine. You can keep the label of the disorder. That's fine. You can. But do not keep the fact that your body is destroying itself, that your body is attacking itself, that your body is hurting itself, because that's not accurate. That is the first, most powerful step of healing. That alone right there. If I went to the doctor and I was told I had Hashimoto's and I asked the doctor what that is, the doctor says, well, it's an autoimmune disease. Your body's attacking itself. And I was driving home that day, I don't know how I would feel. I really don't. I would be pretty upset. And so you have, you know, that alone is one of the biggest mistakes or medical blunders we have in history right now that's happening in both the alternative world and conventional world. I'm not taking sides or against a side. That's not at all. I'm trying to get the information out so people have a chance. You know, I like both worlds. I like the conventional medicine for all that it does offer and the life-saving medicine it has. And, you know, you ski and you break both your legs, you better believe being airlifted to a hospital is going to be the best thing. If your gallbladder is about to explode, you want the best surgeon to remove your gallbladder. I am not saying that that isn't helpful. In fact, I believe in that. And then I believe in the alternative field, too, because the alternative field has so many great things to offer us. But there's missing pieces. There's missing pieces. This isn't about what I believe in the end. It's about the missing pieces getting to people so they have a chance to heal. And one thing is our body does not attack itself. That is wrong information when it comes down to autoimmune, and that needs to be corrected instantly. And it's not, but we're working on it. We're working on it. That's the great thing. It's the beauty of it.
So
it's shifting already just with this book alone. That information is shifting things already out there. Thank God.
Thank God. Now, I know that you work with a number of doctors. I know that there are some who are probably not fans of yours, and I understand, you know, the resistance that's there, but you have a lot of doctors who consult with you. And so I can imagine that having this book available and having more and more doctors who are opening their eyes will help the process to unfold.
Yeah, for over 25 years, I've worked with doctors in solving some of their most difficult cases. Absolutely, because doctors are in it to help people. You know, they dedicate their whole life to it. They without doctors, we would be in big trouble, really big trouble here. And so when doctors go into the business, it's because they have compassion. It's because they have love for the work. They want to get people better. They want people to have, you know, they want answers for people. And I've been helping doctors, working with doctors for over 25 years and assisting in any way I can and along the way. I can't make everybody happy because, you know, there's not everybody wants information from a medium. I mean, there's nothing I can do about that part. But I do know that this book is entering a lot of doctors' offices right now on a daily basis. So it's even going more widespread. So, you know, in the last so many years, I've worked with over 1,000 doctors in the last 25 years, and now it's getting even more branched out, and it's going out further. So the information is really, really getting. And, you know, and I learn from brilliant physicians and brilliant doctors too. That's the whole thing. So, you know, working together is what we're doing to get the information out there. And that's the great, beautiful part about it. There's some really brilliant men and women out there that are doctors that are, you know, really helping people. God bless them. Thank God. And that we have them. Yeah.
They're a very important part of the system. And, you know, the individual as well is very important as a part of the system and getting the body back into wellness. And
yeah.
And
let's,
what
and
is
let's not
number
forget,
one
let's
step?
Not, let's
oh,
not forget
what's
the
that?
Nurses. Yeah, let's not forget the nurses, too.
Well, most definitely. Having worked at a hospital for some years, I definitely have to give love to the nurses out there.
Absolutely. Without them, it just, you know, life would not be the same. We would be in a disastrous place. So, absolutely. But it's not doctors' fault as far as anything. It's just medical research and science hasn't gotten to a place. Funding is not where it should be in many areas of chronic illness. Look, there's over 200 million people in America alone, like I said before, that have symptoms of some kind without with it being a complete mystery, or if they get a label on something, it's still a mystery. And if you think about how many people that is, it's not about the doctors. It's about research and science and funding. That's a big piece of it, too. So that's the other part.
Mm. Well, let's remember to send a copy of your book to Bill Gates and other folks with deep pockets.
You got to get a book for me. You have to get a book to them for me.
Okay. So, what is the number one step that you can tell people to take that will help them to feel better? The number one
step.
Well,
first of all, compassion. You know, have compassion towards yourself, compassion to others. If you're not the one that's feeling sick, listen to the one that is in the family or your friends. You know, listen. Listening is so important. Validation is so important. This is huge. This is a big deal. Others listening to you. This is compassion involved and love involved. That's the foundation. Like, that's what keeps the glue together. That's what keeps us together. So that's one big piece. So if you have a friend or a loved one and you know, have compassion for that friend and loved one, just and hopefully it comes back, of course, and the listening occurs. So that's a big piece all on its own. Also, know who you're working for. You know who you work for. You know, you wake up in the morning and, okay, you have a job maybe. So you work for your paycheck, of course, because you're trying to survive, because planet Earth works on a gold standard, unfortunately. And instead of us just, you know, trading in things and bartering for chickens for wheat or whatever it's going to be, we don't do that. So for some reason, the Earth got very, very, very weird about the gold standard. So what I'm saying is, you have to work for your paycheck. Okay, fine. You have to work for survival. Fine. You have to work maybe because it's your career or you love it, and you're working for yourself, and then maybe you're working for your boss. But you have to. It has to be more than that. You know, when I wake up in the morning, I say, you know what? I'm working for God. That's what I'm doing. And I'm sure many of you are working for God, even if you don't even know it. Even if many of you don't know you are, and many do, but we're working for God. And that's a powerful piece right there all on its own. You wake up in the morning, you're putting on your socks, and you're like, I'm working for God today. And that's a powerful way to spread the love and to heal in general, meaning it heals others, because all of a sudden everything starts shifting. When you know who you're working for, the energy shifts immediately. So if you got a bad boss, or if you got whatever it is, difficulties or stress with what you're doing, you just have to say, you know what, I work for God. I have to remember that in everything I'm doing. That's a big step that I really, really think is so important, Tanya.
Perspective.
Yeah.
Perspective is key in healing. I hear you. I hear you.
And like I said before, the celery juice is a big start. And, you know, and someone may say celery juice, but how can that help? You do that every day, once a day, and you try to drink as much as you can, like 16 ounces, once a day. And, you know, there's a lot of different juicing things out there, and juicing this in books and juicing bars and different things. But when you do just the celery, that alone, you're going to be like, hey, that medical medium, he did know something, because I feel it. Something's changing in me. It's shifting. So that I'm trying to remind everybody, that's a boost that's so important.
Well, I am chomping at the bit to get out there and get some more celery. I just bought some today, and I wasn't thinking. I got just what I needed for what I am going to be preparing, and I didn't get extra to make celery juice. So my next trip to the store, I promise you, the celery and the wild blueberries.
Well, you're going to be, you might be cursing me when you're cleaning out the juicer, though. So I'm going to have, when you start swearing at me and you're cleaning out that juicer, that's okay. I'll take it. I'll take the hit.
And
if it means you moving forward and healing, if it means you doing that, I'll take all the swears, okay? I'll just absorb them. Like,
all right. All right. Now, I want to make sure folks find out how they can get more information about you, how they can become part of the communities that you talked about, the support groups, et cetera.
Yeah, medicalmedium.com. Medicalmedium.com. You go there, you'll find all the information. You find the Facebook page, there's information on there. You can ask on the Facebook page. I'm on there a lot, and I'm answering questions. So
I've noticed you do.
Well, I make myself available as much as I can, because I want people to have information. You know, even if I'm doing it at 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm not taking care of myself and I'm not sleeping because I gotta get people what they need.
But you're working for God.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. It matters to know who you're working for. It can give you things that you didn't. It can give you reserves you didn't know you had, so you can be up 1 o'clock in the morning answering questions.
Exactly.
But what happens? Yeah, of course. But so that's one way. And then we have a members group where you can get into, and you just have to ask us about it either on the website or on the Facebook page. And then the book is in, you know, the book's on Amazon. You can go to Amazon. You can go to Barnes & Noble's, wherever. You can look for it there. If you're not in the mood to read anything right now, I don't blame you one bit. You might be already working on a book, and shifting gears to another book is not just sometimes not in the cards for a while. So, you know, look out for the future, for down the road. It's there for you either way. But medicalmedium.com, that's how you find us.
Right. And you have a weekly radio show on Hay House, correct?
I do. Hay House Radio. And you know what's interesting? I'm glad you brought that up, because I talk about illnesses in detail, never before released information each week. Each week I talk about it. Like this, in fact, tomorrow it's going to be about Lyme disease. And it's going to be about the truth about Lyme disease and everything about it. So that's going to be tomorrow's radio show. It's Mondays Eastern Time, 5 o'clock. You can stream in for free if you stream in at that time. So if you go to hayhouseradio.com and you want to listen to the show, it's 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Monday. That's tomorrow. Or if you're on the West Coast, of course, it's 2 o'clock. And then you can look for replays, because there are replays and you can kind of look for it. And if you want to hear the archives and you want to go deep into the archives of all my different radio shows, you'll probably have to sign up and pay a small fee for the year so you can get all the shows you want. But to hear it free, you can stream in for free right there, right then at Hay House Radio, and I'm going to be on tomorrow afternoon.
Wonderful, wonderful. So time has been moving along, and look at the time. So I wanted to give you one last opportunity. Is there any last something that you want to add?
Yep. Keep the faith. You know, imagine there's a golden rope hanging from the sky, and it's just glistening in white light. And you just grab onto it with your hand, and you tug like you're tugging a church bell. Like a big church bell's at the top of that rope, and you're tugging and you're dinging that church bell up there. As you're relaxing, whether you're meditating or sitting on the couch or laying flat, you tug that church bell, and you, that's the church bell of faith. That's the rope of faith that you're holding on to, that golden, golden rope of light, and you build your faith up, and you move forward in healing. And blessings. It's been an honor being here. It really has. It's been a great honor. I'm just so excited to know that I was here and to just get an opportunity to talk in any way to help. Thank you. Bless you. I love you.
Oh, thank you. Bless you. I love you. I appreciate you. I am going to continue my healing journey because of you, because of Spirit working through you, and I am so grateful. And so we have had Anthony William, also known as the medical medium, here this evening, here to talk about his powerful, life-changing book, Secrets Behind Chronic and Mystery Illness and How to Finally Heal. And so you can find that in a number of places. Please make sure you check it out. Check him out on Hay House Radio, Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, he's all over social media, Facebook, et cetera, medicalmedium.com. So for those listeners who would like to contact me, Tanya Parker, you can certainly connect with me through my website, mindbodyandspiritworks.com. Also, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the usual places. Make sure you stop by the Blog Talk page and like the show. And I would love to have you all take advantage of some of my holistic healing teaching and writing services, my young adult novel, my meditation CD, some of the upcoming classes, part of the Self-Care Saturday series, Reiki training, et cetera. You know, to take a leaf out of Anthony Williams' book, I work for God, and it is indeed my pleasure to do so. So, this evening we have definitely had healing going on, and we've gotten wonderful direction as to how we can even expand that healing more. And for leftovers, I will leave you with some mind, body, and soul food to go from Heather Morgan. And she says, every time you eat or drink, you're either feeding disease or fighting it. So please keep up the good fight, my friends, until we next dine at the mind, body, and soul food table.
One, two, here I go.
Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like